Dreamscape presents A White Wind Blew by James Markert, narrated by Nick Mondelli. Requiem aeternum dona eis, Domine, et lux perpetua luceat eis. Grant them eternal rest, O Lord, and may everlasting light shine upon them. Cantate Domino. A person who gives this some thought and yet does not regard music as a marvelous creation of God must be a clodhopper indeed, and does not deserve to be called a human being. He should be permitted to hear nothing but the braying of asses and the grunting of hogs. Martin Luther. Prologue. Wolfgang fought the wind. It was typical Waverly. A wind that lashed around brick corners and whistled through porch screens, always lurking and unpredictable. It came in cold bursts from the hillside and surrounding woods, pulsing one minute and barely beating the next, both friend and foe, cure and killer. He kept his eyes fixed downward as he limped across the solarium porch, well aware that many of the beds were empty because of him. He arrived outside to a mixture of chatter and coughing, which died down the moment he reached the wooden podium. This was a crowd he had illegally assembled. Well, maybe it wasn't illegal, perhaps, but forbidden for sure. He took his trademark stance, unbalanced, his weight slightly shifted on his left leg, his breath crystallized in the frigid air. He attempted to straighten the stack of music he'd prepared hours before, but the breeze struck again, and his hands were too unsteady. Wolfgang looked up. More than 30 pairs of eyes stared back at him, waiting. Tiny clusters of breath exhaled from frozen noses and chapped lips. His musicians were ready, and the choir awaited his guidance, everyone trembling in the cold. They watched him in silence, these men, women, and children, and he could see the trust in their eyes, a tiny sparkle like fireflies against shadowed sockets and glossy pupils. So thin, all of them. The surrounding woods would accompany them. Their voices would travel down the hillside, over the buffering treetops, and toward the rest of the city. A city that lived in constant fear of the Waverly wind. Ignorance, he thought. He returned his attention to the choir. He closed his eyes briefly and thought of Rose, and the last words from her lips. Then a soul cough from a young boy in the front row stole him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?